Om Shanti. Good morning. Last Baba's Murli, Baba was again and again sort of warning children and asking us to become ever ready. Yeah? But superficially it seems we are all ready. When we ask Brahman, any Brahman, Baba's child, they will say, yes, even if Baba is going to ask me leave today, I'm ready to leave. But then we need certain preparations. Leaving is not a big deal, but especially when Baba talks about we need certain preparations for the final time or moments. Now the final time could be end of this body, or it could be end of the cycle. When drama finishes and we all have to go back home. End of the world, I mean to say. Or it could be end of my life. And end of my life, there is no particular date. Any doctor can say, after mother conceives, that this child will be born after so many months, probably around this time, on this date. So doctors can give the date, after mother conceives, this child will be born, that soul comes out at that particular time. But nobody, no doctors, nobody can ever say what time the soul leaves the body. Yeah? None of us have guarantee. Nobody in the world. I remember once I was on a Punjab tour, service tour. And after the class and so, the sister was serving breakfast. And she was a bit sad, sort of, you know. And I asked her, "What? Are you okay, if everything is okay?" She said, my mother died. Well, she's a BK, she's a surrender sister. I said, so what for Baba's children? Mother dies or husband dies or wife dies. You know, we should not feel much, too much. She said, actually I'm not worried. I don't feel bad because my mother died. But the way she died is shocking. I said, what happened? She said she was good, like, she was old, but she was healthy. Like I'm serving breakfast to you, I was serving hot parathas. She had one, I gave her second one, she was eating that, and my third paratha was I was cooking, and I was about to take the third one to her plate. And she said, I feel something is stuck in my, throat. Can you get some water? I went to the kitchen. I brought water. How long will it take? Because it's not as big as Madhuban. Centers are little small, no? By the time she went to the kitchen to bring water, she's gone. She left the body. Her hot paratha is still in the plate, still hot. But the soul left the body. So she just couldn't believe, how can a person eating two hot good parathas and has the third, you know, in her hand, and she's gone. I can't believe it. How can somebody die eating like that? So, many times what happens is, we don't know how, even Brahmins or non-Brahmins, whoever, any soul, we don't know about our karmas, do we? And so, what is the means? What is the way? In what way we all leave the body, we don't know. It could be due to some disease, some sickness. It could be accident. It could be some natural, you know. Whatever way, whatever means, we all have to go. We all have to go because that's how it is destined. Hope I'm not frightening you all. Yeah. This is the inevitable, eternal fact. As birth is the reality, death is reality. So why fear? One interesting thing is, when any child is born, parents, you know, they prepare the arrival of the new baby. The preparations are made, and nowadays they plan in advance, you know, this date, the child has to be conceived and blah, 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 whatever. So, for a birth of a child, there is preparation. But nobody prepares for death. Unfortunately. And it's God for the first time is asking us, prepare to leave. Because as there is preparation for arriving, there is preparation for departure. Yeah? If the departure should be comfortable, nice, good takeoff, so I need to prepare for it. And the second thing is the end of the world. Baba many times say, well, I came in Gyan in 70s, in the early 70s, and I think it's 73 or 74. I was a little child then. But in 76 we were said there will be destruction, you know, the world will be destroyed. Baba said 76, no Diwali. In fact, ever since Yajna, you know, started, Baba was saying, children, you will never see next Diwali. There is no next Christmas for you. This will be your last Christmas. So by now it is 75 Christmas, 75 Diwalis are finished, but we are still going on. So actually the destruction of the world is not on one particular date. And that's the reason Baba says, I don't give you all date. Baba never gives date for destruction because the destruction is not on one date. Like this particular date, the destruction happens. Like many times people read the prophecies, you know, like Nostradamus and many people in the world, they predict about the world situations and things like that. Yes, that might happen, but God is teaching us. We know, we believe, we recognize God. The other name for God is truth. Whatever God says is absolutely, letter by letter, it's truth. So when God says destruction happens, means it's going to happen. It's just not on one particular date, and so Baba doesn't give date. One date, maybe natural calamities. Another date could be some floods, and third date could be some bomb explosion, and third. So it's gradual thing. It's not all at a time on one particular date. To tomorrow destruction and the world is gone. It's not like that. It's not one, you know, take it finishes. It's a gradual process. So I don't know, or we, none of us know as to how many of us will be alive till the end of the world. That's the next story. But ever since we all came to Baba, we all are in examination hall. In the universities, in the schools, in the colleges outside, the examiner will give us a particular date, particular month, particular subject, and on that particular date, particular time, particular place, we have to give our exam. And we will not, the paper is not announced though, questions are not announced. So only when we come on to the examination hall on that particular date, on particular place, they will give us a questionnaire, and then we know, oh, these are the questions and we have to answer them. But here, we don't have any set of questions as such, where we will be given a paper and we have to sit and write down. There is no place, there's no time, there's no, you know. Ever since we came to Baba, our exam, our questions began, our tests began. Wherever I am, that's my examination hall. And every action I perform, remember, it's a test paper. And the result of the test has an influence on my life. Everything I perform and my interaction with others, if somebody is angry with me, somebody is insulting me for no reason, whatever the situation that comes in front of me, every day, every moment, how am I responding to that? What is my action towards that? And the result of it is that what is called as progress or regress. Many times I know this person is really annoying me, but I thought, oh, if I just allow him to be like this, he will take advantage of me, so let him teach a lesson. Probably at that point in time, I think that's the right thing. But then after I did it, what's my state of mind? Am I happy? Or do I regret for what I did? Or do I feel bad? I shouldn't have said that to him. I should not have behaved in this way. I should not have said this and I should not have done that. So it means, how did I answer my paper? So every time Baba says, this is your final moment. And Mama always, always used to teach children. And many times Baba used to say that Mama became Mama because this was a firm lesson, that every moment is my final moment, and every action I'm performing is an exam, and how am I performing in my exam, and what is its result? It has a big, big influence on every action, the result of every action I do on my life, on my spiritual progress. So Baba teaches us two lessons. Very, very, very important lesson. This is the only university where our teacher, who is also a guide, because if a student has to do PhD or any higher education, he has to take a guide, help of a guide. So Baba is not only my teacher, but he's also my guide. So he tells us the questions. No university can ever tell us questions in advance. And most interesting, he also tells us the answer. This is the question and this is the answer. Yeah? And if I'm not able to remember the answer, copy. We are allowed to copy. And copying is follow father. Not copy any sister or brother. Baba says, copy the father. There is no punishment in copying here. Yes, in the world outside, if any student copies, then he is castigated for 1 year, you see, or from the exam. But here, our guide, our teacher himself says, you can copy. He tells us the question, tells us the answer, and says, if you don't remember, it's okay. Copy the father. Isn't it easy exam? Yeah? But there are only two questions we need to answer. The first question. The final situation will be very horrible. Okay, we will talk about that later. But Baba always says, your final moments leads to your destination. So when I'm leaving my body, what is my consciousness? So the first question is, am I soul conscious or body conscious? Because when I'm leaving the body, what is the consciousness I'm carrying with me? Body consciousness or soul consciousness? Because depending upon the last final consciousness I have, that will be my future. And in order to have that consciousness at the last time, last final moments, I need to practice from now. We should never ever think the final test will be in the final time, no. Because final time could be any time, and so final test could be any time. My final moment could be any time, could be now, could be later, could be after 10 years, or could be this very moment. Even after I finish my class and go out, I don't know. Hope nothing such thing happened to anybody. But that's the real thing. That's the real thing. Don't you think so? Yeah? That's the real thing. We don't have to be afraid for it, but that's the real thing. So this is the first lesson. Soul consciousness. If you remember, the most of the Muralis from in January up until now, every day, almost every day, Baba is emphasizing on soul consciousness. Because it is only this awareness, this soul consciousness alone, is going to stay with us for the future 21 births. The entire knowledge what Baba is giving us will vanish. We will not even have the consciousness of God. Yeah? In golden age and silver ages. And after that. But just the soul consciousness, we will have to carry that for the further 21 births. And just remember, imagine, how firm, how strong this consciousness should be. You are a soul, you are a soul, you are a soul, I am a soul. You are a light, you are a light. See light. No body. Many a times, if I think that I don't have, you know, in connection with this, it's a very interesting thing very interesting thing that we have to remember is, Baba many times says, the last paper will be of attachment. Many a times, you know, even if I say I have no attachment with anybody, but attachment to my own body also make me suffer. Any attachment for the matter, the result of attachment is two things. One is fear, another is pain. Fear and pain. I have to suffer the pain and fear of losing or fear. So if I have to overcome this, I need to lose attachment for my own body or for others. If I have attachment for my own body, then it's so difficult for me to leave the body in the end. I don't know if you have seen or heard people suffering so much at the end. You know, like literally it's a torture for them. They can't leave. They don't want to leave, but the body is not really worthy for the soul to stay, because it has a lot of damages, so the soul can't stay in the body. But that soul is not ready to leave, because it has so much attachment for its own body. So it can't leave. Can you imagine the suffering? Don't want to go out of the body. Although the soul knows the body is not really good enough, not in working condition, but attachment towards its own body, my body. And of course you can imagine when my own body, no matter how much attachment I have for my own body, I have to leave. And that's the reason Baba many times says, if I learn this lesson with love, that's very easy for me to overcome. But if I have to learn this lesson forcefully, that's too much. When God is teaching with love, God also gives us power. When I'm not learning from God with love, then the nature, the situations will teach us. But that is not loving. That's very, very lawful. Then we will not even have power. We have to, we are forced to do it by law. Therefore, we feel it's a punishment. But when Baba is asking us to do, he gives us love, he gives us power, and Baba says, I'm with you. No problem. You can't do? Don't worry, I am there with you. If you are afraid, hold my hand. I'll take you across. One step of courage, I take you 1,000 miles. He's with me. But when I'm not obedient, then the situations will come in such a way, I have to do it. I'm forced to do it. You cry, you weep, you, whatever, but you have to do it. So, which is easy, which is good. You see? So when I'm talking about attachment, it's not only attachment with body or bodily people. In fact, anything connected with the body, it could be things, it could be place, even ideas. My ideas, my opinion. Because it's also anything, my creation. We have attachment for the creation. And that's the reason we are all God's creation. So just imagine how much love God would have for us. And we also in turn should have so much of love for God because He is my Creator. Yeah? And so Baba tells us the easy way that we need to learn is surrender. My body, my mind, my wealth, all that I have, all that belongs to me, Baba, belongs to you. It's yours. My ideas. How did I get this idea? It's God's touching. I tell you, you accept, you don't accept, you like, you don't like. That's fine. Or nobody to listen to my ideas. It's okay. You surrender. Like when we go to temple or church, we offer flowers, you see, on the idol. So when all the thoughts, all the good ideas I get, if nobody to accept, offer it to God like flower. Offer it. Give away to Him. Don't have to hold. Anything I hold will give me pain. Please underline this. Anything I hold will give me pain. Actually, what is spirituality? Spirituality is something connected with the soul. So anything I remember pertaining to the soul is spiritual. Anything I remember pertaining to the body is physical. So even though the devotion is not spiritual, because you go to temple, they praise God, they sing in praise of God. What do they praise? They praise the body. Mostly. The God has love, like for example, Krishna. Krishna has such a lovely eyes. Krishna has such a lovely, feet. And He has its body. Though it's pure body. Though the soul is pure. But it's still matter. It's physical five elements. You see? And that's the reason Baba says, any religion, any devotion leads to body consciousness. It's only and only God, once in the entire cycle, teaches to be soul conscious. Only God can do that. No religious fathers, no religion, no devotion, nothing in the world, no philosophers, nobody in the entire world can ever make us soul conscious or even teach us about soul consciousness. Just God. So one first lesson and the last lesson is soul consciousness. This is our first lesson. This is our last lesson. So as long as I don't become soul conscious, to overcome attachment becomes very difficult. Attachment for anything. Because attachment makes a person dependent. Attachment makes a person trapped. Many times, many Brahmins think that, what if I give away my mind, my body, my wealth, I surrender myself to God, I lose my freedom. I don't have my freedom. Is that right? Right or wrong? I should have something for myself so that I can have my own freedom. It's only and only surrendering to God can make us free in real sense. What's freedom after all? Freedom from waste? Freedom from dependency? Freedom from negative? freedom from vices, freedom from bad. So this can only happen when I surrender to God. Many countries I have seen few museums in different places in different parts of the world that exhibits how, you know, they used to, human used to treat human very badly, very brutally, cruelly. You know, many places have such museums. They used to hit and treat more worse than animals, chain them literally, not give them food and all that stuff. I've seen the museums also. Well, that's very wrong. That's literally to snatch away freedom from human beings. But Baba doesn't do that with us. He's not taking away freedom from us. In fact, he's giving us the freedom. The real freedom. Freedom from negative, freedom from bad. The way we actually have to be. So, when we are talking about, you know, letting go of attachment, it also includes to go beyond I and mine, because it's also attachment. You see? Actually, I don't know, this nature is so much deep in us from 63 births. Are you all sitting comfortable? Are you comfortable? Okay. Yeah? Even if I'm going to ask you, will you please get up from that place and sit here? You will think 10 times, why should I get up from here and sit there? I'm comfortable. I'm fine here. I'm good. Although, that place is more comfortable. But since you've already occupied and you've settled, you've put your bag, you've put your thing, you've spread yourselves and you're comfortable. But just to shift from that seat to this, you think twice, thrice, 10 times. And you ask yourself, why should I? You see, comfort zones. So we all have our comfort zones. We all have created our comfort zones. And we would not like to come out of that comfort zone. And another interesting thing, Brahman speak is, I feel good doing this. But not necessarily all that you feel good is right. Baba is teaching us right things. How you feel about it is your problem. I need to feel good by doing right. Many times, you know, well, there is a saying in English, it says, all feelings are not fact. It's just a feeling. I need to feel good by doing right things. Not anything I do. Oh, I feel good by doing this, so I continue to do this even though that's wrong. Or even though that's not right. Or even though that's not proper. I'm doing that only because I feel good. You know what I mean? Yeah? So, they're all comfort zones. Because at the final times, we will not have all these things. We will have to go through a very, very tough time. And the tough time is really tough. And just imagine when the situation is so worst at that time. When Baba says you have to see bloodshed all over, you have to sometimes walk on the corpse, you know, dead bodies, on the rivers of blood would flow. And my mind should be very still and stable. I should experience bliss, lost in the love of God. Nothing that's happening outside should even little bit influence me. How is that possible? If I need to have that stage, I need to do it now. If I don't have the practice for over a long period of time, at a final time I can't have. Because whatever the consciousness I continue to practice over a long period of time, that will be the consciousness at the end time, at the final time. That's what I'm going to remember. So the first question is, if I'm soul conscious or body conscious? Second lesson Baba teaches is, remember me alone. Remember me alone. Many times Baba talks about the highest destination is not to remember anybody in the last time before leaving the body. Nothing should come to my mind except one God. I don't remember anything, anyone, any place, nothing at all. Just I as a pure sparkling light and God as my Father, and I'm going to Him. I'm leaving this old costume. Baba, I'm coming to you. You're my beloved. You're my Father. You chose me among thousands, millions. I'm so fortunate. I don't need anything, Baba. I'm coming to you. This body was a means for me to do your service. Now I finish my job. No attachment even for the service. If I have to leave, I have to leave. Nothing at all should hold me back. Just leave. Except God's love. So I'm coming to you. I should not remember anything. So I should need to practice the power to withdraw, pack up. You see? If I have to leave now, I have to, practice that. I have to prepare. There was a disciple. Should I tell you a story? Little story? Yeah? Okay. There was a disciple who went to his guru. He said, Master, all that you taught me, I can't do anything. I'm so sorry. You taught me so many methods. Because I'm such a sinner, I've done so many bad things, I have so many bad habits, I'm not able to overcome them. I'm trapped with all these bad things. I'm so much into vices, I'm not able to overcome them. So, what do you want me to do? If you have power, the disciple says, Master, if you have power, you change me. I can't change. I'm tired now. Master says, that's good, no problem. You enjoy. Eat, sleep, make merry, enjoy. The disciple was for a moment wondering, what is he saying? Sorry. My master is asking me to enjoy. What does he mean? He said, just be happy and do what you want to do, but just be happy. He didn't understand. He just sat down. He was thinking. He thought, did Master understand what I said? Or did I understand what Master said? What's this confusion? Why did he ask me to go and enjoy? He didn't shout at me. He didn't give me any other alternative way. He said, just go and enjoy. What does it mean? He came back to the master and he said, Master, did you understand what I said? He said, I did understand perfectly what I said. And I mean what I said also. I said, you go and enjoy. Make merry. But just remember, you have only 7 days to go. After 7 days, your life finishes. You will die after 7 days. So go and enjoy yourself. He said, what? What? I'm going to die after 7 days? He said, yes, after 7 days you're going to die. So just be happy. Do what you want to do. He comes back home. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't enjoy. He just sat down thinking, I will die after 7 days. So what am I going to do? One day finished. He said, oh, 1 day finished, 2 days finished. He was not interested doing anything at all, even the most entertaining thing. The thing that he liked most was brought to him. He was not enjoying. He didn't like anything. 7 days passed. He saw himself. He said, oh, I'm still alive. He got so wild. He got so angry. He said, this master cheated me. Why did he say I'm going to die after 7 days? I'm alive. Today is 8th day and I'm still alive. He pinched himself to see if he's alive, and he was alive. So he was so angry. He went to the master and he said, you cheat me. He said, I'm still alive. Why did you say I will die? But the master with a smile said, but just remember what you did for the last 7 days. Did you indulge in any of the vices? No. Were you so much materialistic as you were? No. Were you practicing the same habits you had, you wanted to get rid of? I said, no. So that's it. For the last 7 days, you were free from all the vices, all the bad things you wanted to, because you only remembered that you will die. And so Baba says, every moment is my last moment. When I don't know about my tomorrow, why I want everything permanent in my life, when my life itself is not permanent? I want this permanent, I take this such a big stock, because I want for 3 months stock, you see. But I'm not sure about my 3 months life. You see, I want a permanent house, I want a permanent this, I want a permanent car. I want everything permanent and strong. But when my life is not strong and permanent. So this doesn't mean, Baba doesn't mean when Baba says surrender everything, doesn't mean give away everything and you're not enjoying. It isn't that. Eat well, sleep well, be happy, enjoy, but always Baba says as a trustee. It's given to me, I'm enjoying. Not the anxiety for tomorrow, you see. And together with this, very important is to have a very simple life is very important. Because the basis for spirituality, of a spiritual life, is simplicity. More or less needs I have will help me to have a spiritual progress better. More things I have, my mind is trapped in those things. On one hand, I'm trying to get rid of my mind from all the things and body in the world. And on the other hand, I'm accumulating so many things and allowing my mind to get trapped in that. So more simple I am, more simple I make my life, more helpful it is for my spiritual progress. When I say simplicity, it helps me to keep me free from attraction towards bodily beings, things, anything for that matter. And secondly, dependency. Attraction and dependency are two things that doesn't allow me to become completely soul conscious. I'm aware, I'm soul, but I'm not conscious of, you know, the difference. Becoming aware, becoming conscious are two different things. The first day that I came to Baba, I became aware that I'm a soul, but to become conscious of the soul completely takes ages. You know what I mean? I know. Knowing is different from understanding. Not necessarily all that you know you understand. I know. But if you understand I'm a soul. And third step is to experience, to feel, to know, to understand, to feel. When I start feeling, experiencing, being, I'm a soul, you're a soul, you're a soul. And to have that continuous, constant consciousness is a big practice. If I cannot do anything, doesn't matter. Just let me practice one thing. To be self-conscious. Then that helps me to do many other things. If we sit and revise the whole of January's Sakar Murlis, it will say what are the benefits of soul consciousness. Sorry. And another thing is, as Baba also said today, we need to accumulate blessings. Because blessings will help us a lot in the last final times. Let us do such service, help others, so that we can earn blessings. Let us not, or put it another way, let us overcome. Let us move over that self-centeredness. Let me come out of my own world of I and mine. We are all trapped in the world of, you know, our own world, my own world of I don't like this, I like this, I want this, I don't want this, I. Not me, not. So, you know, we've become very touchy and it's my own world. I'm trapped there. But I have to overcome that. Only then we can do service. Service means to give. I can only give when I come out of my, I extend my hand, come out of my own world. I stay in my own world and do service. I can never serve. So earn blessings. No matter what somebody is like, that is their role. But I need to do what I have to do. And the third thing Baba says is, in order to have that spiritual consciousness, to have good wishes and pure feelings are very, very prerequisite ingredient. Because it's my feeling. If my feelings are negative, I can't have soul consciousness. I can't have spiritual consciousness. So it's my responsibility to have my feelings right. What somebody does, that's their problem. But what I have to think and what sort of feelings I need to have is purely my responsibility. having good wishes and pure feelings for self and for others is a very, very important ingredient in preparation. Because many times what happens if other person is really harassing us, is really, you know, bothering us too much mentally, physically, in whatever way. But many times if I have, you know, like curse for that soul, this soul, I wish this person doesn't exist. I wish this person really die even, because he's really hurting me so much. So if we start having a Brahman soul, things like that, it's a curse. Blessing means from my heart, if I say, oh, may this soul be, you know, good. May this soul experience happiness because this is such a nice soul. So the thought that comes from my heart, from the bottom core of my heart, that's blessings. Blessing is not just put my hand on your head and say, oh, may God, blah, 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 long life and all. That's not blessing. Blessing is a pure thought, a nice thought that comes from the core of my heart for somebody. And in the same way, if a negative thought that comes from the core of my heart, maybe that negative thought is genuine. Genuine in the sense that because the person has hurt so much, that person has hurt me so much, the feeling in my heart is so bad, that hurt, because of that hurt, you know, the pain, I say, you should also go through what I'm going through. That becomes a curse. You should feel what I feel. You should suffer as I suffer. So that is curse. So it's just remember, what if that person die after you think like that? Who is going to suffer more? You know? What if your curse becomes true? That person really dies, that person begins to suffer. Then I'll be the person who suffer more. Because that happened because of me. I will cry more than that person. This is the karma philosophy. And together with this, I will also have to go through the punishment because being God's child, being a yogi, being a knowledgeable soul, even though I know I should not think bad about others, I did it and it happened. So I get 100-fold punishment. So, don't think bad. In fact, don't think about others at all. Bad or good, don't think about anybody. I only have to think about one, and that's Baba. Why should I think about somebody? Each one is playing his own role. If he's doing bad, that is his karma. He's going to get for what he's going to do, what he's doing. Why should I think? So let me just, again, this is a part of my, you know, test. It's a test of for my patience, for my tolerance. You see? Be happy. I should thank that person for examining me, testing my patience. I should thank that person for testing my tolerance. Rather than having, you should go through what I'm going through. You should get what I'm getting. You should suffer how I'm suffering. You're making me suffer. You should suffer also. I have no right to curse anybody. I have no right to curse any God's child. It's God's duty. He selected. He knows what sort of child he is. So it's his duty to punish or bless according to each one's karma, and it's none of my business. Yeah? And another thing is never spoil, the fifth thing, never spoil relationships with anybody. Please, make a note. No matter how worse the person is, try to patch up. Try to be amicable. Try to get along with any sort of soul. Don't spoil relationships. Because if I spoil my relationship, my mind will be pulled towards that person. And if my mind is pulled towards that person, again, body conscious. that person is in my mind more than God. Silly person is sitting in my mind, and because of that silly thing, I forget God, I forget God's inheritance, I forget 21 births gone. Why? Why am I losing? Because of that silly thing. So why spoil my inheritance? I have left whole world and I've come here. And I'm losing everything because of that one silly thing. Why should I do that? Yeah? Okay. And yesterday, I guess, Baba was talking about check. Check if you've, you know, keep a chart. Check if you're progressing, or if you're standing still, or if you're going back. That's very important. Every day at least, I have to take one step ahead. At least one step ahead. We have no much time left. At least one weakness what I have, I should make effort to overcome that. One step ahead every day, we will reach our destination. We all have to reach our destination. Destination is not too far, yeah? It's just there, around the corner, and I have to go and touch that. And the last thing is to be obedient. Many times Baba says, even though children are not able to overcome all the weaknesses, but if they are obedient, Baba will put grace marks. I failed, 3 marks less. Baba says, don't worry, I will put your marks because you were obedient. You always said yes to me. You are such a sweet child. So Baba put grace marks. And he will pass us out. So we should be very obedient. Yeah? Each soul has their own speciality. But we have to come in the list of obedient child, honest child, faithful child. Because they are very, very nice qualifications. And God will really surrender for us when we are honest, obedient, faithful, loyal. Yes, in the final moments, as Baba says, the 5 elements and 5 vices will be to its peak. Either vices that I have in me or vices people have. Okay, we are yogis, we are able to win over our own vices. But what about others in the world? So they are not able to win over their vices. And so they might have an influence on us. Like a person cannot win lust. You see, at the last moment they will attack us. 5 elements will attack us. Evil souls can attack us. And so, soul consciousness. When I practice soul consciousness, people cannot see my body. They see me light. Even if they come to me with that lustful, with that negative, vicious thoughts and vision, they can't see my body because I am not body. I've been practicing to be light and mind for over a long period of time. So they see me as an angel. They can see just light and light. Either they get frightened and they go away, or they have devotional feelings for me. They bow down before me and go. They consider me to be a deity goddess or a god, and they go. So we are safe again. Yeah? And even some of us who is going to be alive till the end of the world, just imagine what will be the scene. Do I have that courage to see that? There are again 3 papers that is going to come if any of us will be alive till the end, if our life is so long, and we will be alive till the end of the destruction and we are able to see the destruction through this physical eyes, we have to pass three papers again. One is fear, one is insecurity, third is negativity. These three papers. Even when Baba Brahma got the vision of destruction, Baba had tears in his eyes and he said, God, enough. I can't see this scene anymore. It's dreadful. It's heartbreaking. Please, God, stop this. I don't know why you're showing me this. Stop this. I'm surely a very beautiful thing, beautiful form. So even Brahma, being such a powerful soul, had tears in his eyes and he said, enough, God, stop. What about you and me? Each one will be killing each other, you know, bloodshed and war and what not is going will be happening. Fighting and burning and children dying, rape, everything will be happening. And I should be able to watch and enjoy. Not be afraid, not feel insecure, not have any negative thoughts, but I remain safe. And with my stable, powerful stage, I should be able to help others. And that they change the atmosphere. Just imagine, I should be so powerful. So, if I wait for me to have this stage at the end, will I get this stage at the end if I don't practice now? This is the final paper. But in order to pass that final paper, I don't have to wait for the final time, because the final could be now. Final could be tomorrow. Final could be any moment is final. And so, if we remember these aspects and have that internal preparations, then I think we will be able to pass the last exam. Om Shanti. Any questions? And most important thing, which I just forget, just a minute. Practice to talk to Baba from your heart. Talk to him. My heart-to-heart conversation with lot of love. Very important. Yes, sister. Okay, we just have 5 minutes meditation before we finish the session. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Thank you.